It's time for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and wish a happy new year to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel, buddy. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. Happy new year to you. And, well, I know the new year is going to have a lot in store for us on the trail, so what are we going to be doing?
Well, we're just poking along, you know, making things happen. Just one of the quick things that you go through history a bit, just for a second, we're looking for any information on the location of Allen Forge, which was used to make iron in 1740 to before the Revolutionary War, and it's somewhere on up Elkin Creek or on that side of the Elkin Creek. It used to be called the Elkin River, as I've said a number of times. Some of the locations are Little Elkin River, Big Elkin River or creek, you know, near Iron Falls where the mountain bike trail is, and that's where we're finding a lot of iron diggings and iron coming out of the rocks there in the water, and so several other locations. But if anybody's got any information on Allen Forge, we'd love to get it. Bill Blackley, you can contact me through Elkin Valley Trails. Also, as part of our historical thing, during the process of building trails, the landowner and others have located the William Harris tombstone, and probably nobody knows who that is around this area much, except that near Carter Falls at the top, found the tombstone of the bodyguard of General George Washington right here in our community, folks. So it's pretty interesting, and we'll be highlighting that as part of the trail as we go through Carter Falls when we get all that nailed down. We're also looking for any old E&A railroad photos. We've got quite a few, and we've published a book. If anybody wants to buy that for their friends, neighbors, historians, they have them down at Yakima Valley General Store. Philip Lyles is selling them down there, and then Joe Hicks has those. Also, we're working with the ASTA, Allegheny-Sparty Trail Association. They're working on the northern end of the E&A Railroad, and we hope to drive a spike sometime, and we're building trails toward them, and they're building trails toward us. It goes right through Stone Mountain, which is kind of exciting. A couple of new projects. Freddie Davis, a landowner out on 268 east of Elkin. Those may have noticed some construction, earth-moving equipment out there. He's building a campsite, a campground, got about a mile of trail he's helped us build, and the Elkin Valley Trails build, and we've grassed it and have been working out with him, and we actually are going to work on an Eagle project out that way with Caleb Vaughn. We're working on that now with Joe Hick, with Bob Hilliard. And this would eventually link Chatham Park with Kratom Park, with downtown Elkin up by the library, going by the Elkin Heritage Center. Really pretty cool activity. We're working currently on a project with Blue Ridge Engineer and Environmental Consultants there in North Wilkesboro. We're trying to do everything we can locally to build a stone boulder face wall along Crooked Creek. We've got the floodplain study done, and they're just about finished with the engineering, and we should soon be building the next crossing at an old train trestle out near the second gong on what's called the Rustic Trail. Also out that way, a young high school senior, soon to be high school senior, Riley Lyles, is going to be working to build a bridge across Cooker Creek on the lower end of that to make a really nice walking loop. So thanks to Riley. Actually, we're meeting at 3:30 today, and we're going out to the site doing some measurements and eyeballing things with his dad and Adam McComb. So we're making a lot of progress. That will be the 13th bridge we will have put in. Those two will be the 13th and 14th bridges that the Elkin Valley Trails have built since the last 4 years. So we're really excited about that. People are asking about Carter Falls, and we've done a lot of paperwork, and the state is helping us, and we're working real closely with Wilkes County. We like to be making some big announcements. All this is possible because of Dan and Sally Park, and they have working with the state and with Wilkes County and with Elkin Valley Trails on a really nifty project we hope to be able to announce through our local news, the Tribune and Journal Patriot newspaper, and we'll get the news out when that's making progress towards getting finished. And we're right on target. And those are about the main things that have been going on. I got it all in 5 minutes this time.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. All right, folks. It's Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association report, and it's proudly brought to you. Going into, by the way, Dr. B, we're going into our fifth year with our sponsorship.
Going
into our fifth year with the.
Hey, listen, I've got a notebook with the minutes of every one of those telephone calls. So, and there's also podcasts that we're trying to get up to date on our website. So, thanks so much to Gary York and Joel and.
Salem Oral Surgery. Jim Walter, Jason Ringelman.
All the folks that have made this possible to get the news out. And if you have any questions, folks, get in touch with us. And we're revamping our program, doing an operational efficiency plan we've just finished and working with Jill Atwood and Avery Atwood on some social media kind of things and Rusty Tyser on some business company outreach and team building. Okay.
All right. Good deal. Happy New Year to you, buddy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Same to you. Bye.
See you, buddy. Bye. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringelman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at SOMFS.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.